Viewing Pleasure by Berivan Saichi, 2020. The digital world learned quick how to turn desires into capital and bodies into commodities. Online you can have millions, if not billions, of pornographic content with just one click. For what we believe to be free. MindGeek, the operators behind Pornhub, YouPorn, Brazzers, Digital Playground and so many other sites, pretty much claiming the pornographic monopoly of the World Wide Web, made 220.9 million in 2018 alone. So when sexuality becomes a product, what does this leave us with? How does a capitalist-driven industry shape our desires? The idea is often that pornography is selling us fantasies. But the truth is that most of mainstream pornography does in fact the opposite. Most of the conventional sexual explicit material seems generic and sex acts more than often mechanic and boring. What is real though are the experiences and bodies of the performer. Everything apart from the narrative is effectively happening. No CGI, no smokes, no mirrors. But what are we really looking for when we look at pornography? A quick fix? New ideas? Are we looking for fantasies or realities? What happens with the spectator at the point of intersection of pleasure, fantasy, reality, and the discrepancy between spectatorship and experience? Where is the pleasure in the passive state of the spectator? For viewing pleasure, I invite the audience to take a little bit of a more active approach. In order to watch the pornographic content, the viewer must move at least physically closer and look inside the glory hole, all while being exposed to everyone else in the same room at the same time. The wall will keep the viewer to a safe distance to the images behind it. What is found behind the glory hole might be pornographic in nature, but not containing any real human genitalia. Not trying to hide the fact that what is seen is fraudulent, but maybe at the same time enticing. Begging the question of what is realness in the realm of pornography in the first place? And is it required in order to be aroused by images? To quote Michael Haneke, we allow ourselves feelings when facing an image, but not when facing a person, because it's more dangerous. The image can't react anymore. That's where you can relax, it's finished. In fact, that's also the origin of all horror movies. You can't take pleasure in the horror because you can be sure that it won't do anything to you.